Hey guys, so obviously in real time, I'm off of school right now because it's President's Day. Obviously, like, I wouldn't really submit this many episodes in one day. I'm gonna at least try to do like one a week ish. I haven't really picked a day. Today is Monday, so since I have some done already, I might just, keep it on Monday. But I'm, advertising myself more in a couple of groups that I'm in on Facebook, and I've joined a couple of groups, so hey, this is me right now. I definitely want more than just a couple of episodes, because I only have two, and one is like 1 minute long because it's like an introduction, and the other one is just the one that you would have listened to before this. I don't want just those on there when people are trying to listen to me. I want to have a couple of options so that people, because you can't really decide if you like someone off of just one thing, you know, like, I want you guys to listen to me, and then you can decide if you want to keep listening after a couple of episodes. So I just want to have that option open. So I was looking at some topics, and feel free to email me at podcastjustlikeyou@gmail.com if you have some recommendations on some, like what are you interested in hearing? Like topics that I can cover and everything, because I'm not the most creative person in the world, so I have no idea. But this episode is going to be about my thoughts on dating young, because I'm going to assume that most of my audience is going to be closer to my age, you know, early 20s, late 20s, somewhere there, or teenagers like myself. So that's why I say relationships at a young age, because I feel like you're never 100% ready for a relationship, but I feel like at a young age, you're definitely not ready for a relationship. And I just feel like it's a 0 out of 10 don't recommend. Personally, I haven't had like a good experience. Like, I've been on and off with this same guy since, this is me flipping my pages to get to my notes. I've been on and off with the same guy since freshman year, but I'm a senior now. So this year in August, it'll be 4 years. And it's just been like an emotional toll. Like, it's just been, like, I've never cried so many tears over anything like I've cried over him. And it's just, like, my parents used to always tell me, we started dating when I was 14. 13? Well, 13 turning 14, because you turn, no. 15. 14 turning 15. You turn 15 freshman year. we started dating when I was 14 turning 15. And I just didn't know anything about it. And it also doesn't help when you come from like a broken home like I did, because, and like he did, honestly, because I still love him to death. We're still friends. I still talk to his mom like to this day. But we both did not have the examples that we should have. So it's just kind of like, how am I supposed to learn to love myself enough to love someone else when I didn't have that example for me? Like, my parents' relationship is toxic. His parents' relationship, toxic. So it's just like, how, like, I believe that he was the right person at the wrong time, because we are not ready for each other. He is not mentally or emotionally ready for me, and vice versa. And it doesn't help when you don't have that solid foundation of like, oh, this is what love should look like, because my idea of what love should look like is twisted, you know? Like, so, I just have a couple of key points that I want to hit, and one of them is how, like, dating young affected me in school. And like, it's cool, it's great while you guys are good, but then when you get your heart broken, how I got my heart broken, it's hard to get up every morning and put a smile on your face and go to school or work. And I can't tell you how many times I've been going through something personal and I've just gone to the bathroom and work and cried for 2 minutes and then wiped my face and gone back out with a smile on my face. Like, it's hard to heal from things that happen in school when you still have to go to school, or you still, and of course, like, when you're an adult, you kind of have to suck it up and go to work too, but it's just a completely different thing when you're just surrounded by all these people. It's one thing to be sad alone, but it's another thing to be sad when you're surrounded by all these people that are just happy and you don't have that time to be to yourself. And it's not healthy to, I'm not saying that you should, like, keep things to yourself all the time, but I know that sometimes when things like that happen, like breakups or, like, hardships with families or something like that, like, you need that time to yourself sometimes. And you don't get that when you have to get up and go to school every day. And not all people's parents are understanding about, like, hey, I need this day. Like, I don't miss school unless I have to. I can't just be like, mom, like, I need a mental day. I can't do that in my house. And there's a lot of people who live the same life as me and can't do that as well. So I just feel like you definitely should focus on what you're doing in school and focus on, like, yourself and where you need to be before you try to focus on someone else. Because, like, my issue is that I have been through so much and I have such a big heart that I try to, like, mold this person into someone that I, like, know he has the potential to be. And I try to be somebody's rock and then, like, who's there for me? You know, like, I always give stuff that I don't receive in return. I don't receive... I don't receive back. Like, just like K. Michelle said, you can't raise someone who wasn't raised right before. You can't change somebody this far into their life. And that's just a fact. Like, you can't force somebody to change for you. And on top of that, people will change for who they want to change for. You can't force that on somebody. You can't be like, hey, I need you to be like this. And you shouldn't ask someone to change their self anyways. You shouldn't have to beg someone to change their self. They should, if they don't want to be a better person, that's on them. But like I said, people will change for who they want to change for. So you just have to keep that in mind too. And I also just don't think that, like, looking back on my experience, I wish that I wouldn't have been searching for, like, completeness in a boy. And I wish I wouldn't have just been searching for that love at such a young age. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work out, because I know people who are a year or so older than me, and they've been dating since 7th grade, and they're married, and they have a baby on the way. So I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying it doesn't always, like that fairy tale ending doesn't always happen for everybody. And it's sad, and it hurts to see it work for other people, and you're just like, well, why doesn't it work for me? Well, why am I unlovable? And it's okay to feel like that sometimes, because I've felt like that sometimes. But there's just a point where you have to realize that it's not you. And you have to stop blaming yourself for other people not being the person that you wish that they could be. And I don't know. I do think that, like, you should worry about yourself, like I've been saying, and you should worry about what you need to do for you. Like, I'm 17. I'm in a nursing program, so we do all this stuff. We literally take our STNA test. So I was an STNA at 16, and then I'm going to walk out my senior year an STNA and a phlebotomist before I go into, like, my nursing career. And I'm going to University of Toledo. Love that school. But not everybody can say that they are 17 with all of these certifications like that. Like, I am proud of myself for that. And I know that if I was in the same position that I was when, like, I had my heart broken, I would have never put in the time or energy for that. I would have never worked hard, because it's hard to get up in the morning when you feel like you don't want to. Like, it's hard to force yourself to. So, 0 out of 10. I do not recommend. I think that, and this is not just for girls, like, this is for boys too, because I know that you guys can get your heart broken. You guys, you focus on yourself and you focus what you need to do, because you cannot force love to come to you. Like, I don't know, not pushing my beliefs on anybody, because I believe in God, but God will send someone your way when it's meant to be. You can't force love to happen. You just can't. And if you are like me and you can't leave one person alone, you can't keep, like, taking all of these signs and being like, oh, well, maybe he'll change. Like, stop trying to paint a different picture than what there is. Like, this person is toxic. And I know that it's way harder said than done. Because, like I said, like, me and this person are still friends. I could never, like, I feel like it's going to take a long time, maybe like this summer after we graduate and we don't go back to school and see each other every day, for me to actually, like, not talk to this person. I'm not saying, I'm not one of those people that are like, you can't be friends with your ex. Like, I'm not that person. But if you are not completely healed from what happened with you and your ex, you do need to, like, cut that off, because you're not gonna 100% completely heal when that person's still in your life. You're just not. Like, it's hard to, because I tried to do that, and then, like, it would still bother me when he's talking to, like, other girls and, like, this and that and the other, because I still care. You can't keep caring. You can't stop caring about someone that you still are ties to. Like, you need to cut all ties, and then when you're healed and when your, like, partner is healed, then you guys can talk about being friends. So that's just my take for episode 3. If you guys have any recommendations, email me at podcastjustlikeyou@gmail.com. I literally forget that, and that's why I, like, pause. Or if you have any, like, anything you need advice on or anything like that, like, relationship-wise, or if you have any questions, you can also ask me there. So, I hope you guys have a splendiferous day. And yes, splendiferous is a word. Look it up. And I'll see you in the next episode.